Now we have a special guest in with us this afternoon, and we'd like to welcome Evon Cunningham. Now, what are you going to talk to us about? And I certainly look forward to it. And, we're going to talk about it right now. Now, what do you have to offer us this afternoon there, Evon?
Well, I'd like to firstly say kia ora marama and to our listeners out there. And I'm here to represent a new service, a new exciting service called Future for You. It is an alcohol and drug counselling service, and it is available to all walks of life and to be of service to our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so if somebody was to come to the centre and say, hey, look, I need to know where I can get help for this, where are you guys situated, or where can I find you?
Right, where can you find us? We're on the corner of Liarded Street and Devon, in the Devon Centre building.
Yep.
That would be level 3. And then if you want a telephone number or something at this point, yeah.
Absolutely.
And feel free to either give us a call at 7575961, or alternatively, you can also, by mobile, you can phone us on 027-2354-197.
Yep, okay. Now, have you also got a website that people are able to refer to if they're not able to get out, you know, because people are confined to their homes, but they might have internet?
Yes.
Or vice versa.
Especially in this day and age, of course. Yes, we do have a website, which is really quite useful. It explains about the service, what the service has to offer, and that website will be www.futureforyou.co.nz.
Oh, cool.
And that would be numeric for an all for you, real text language.
Sure,
and,
wow.
And the email address will be on there as well.
Nice. Mm. Oh, nice one. And, okay, Future for You, counselling services, obviously, yes?
Absolutely. It is a counselling service. It is predominantly specialised in alcohol and drug-related issues.
What do you mean by specialised? What do you mean by that? People like yourself, you obviously specialise, what, qualified?
Yes, I am. I am indeed qualified, and I am New Zealand qualified. The listeners might pick up I have a bit of a twang in my accent from coming from Johannesburg.
Are you seriously?
Absolutely. So, yes, I am New Zealand proud qualified, yeah. And in alcohol and drug studies. I do have a diploma in general counselling as well, because sometimes we have circumstances where there are alcohol, drug-related issues, but there's also some other underlining issues that come through as well.
Yeah.
So I can support in those areas.
Wow. So this is on a different angle there, Evon. Mm. What sort of motivated you to get into the start of this?
Right. Yes, a really important part of the journey. I'd like to first acknowledge my own family background, especially my family members that have struggled with alcohol and also mental health-related issues. That was my starting point. Also, I'm very mindful of the background that I come from is actually from a nursing background. Mm. So I've been involved, you know, in the days, having worked at ED and seen the downward spiral and the struggles that people face with addictions. But having come to New Zealand and having specialised in addictions, to me it's been predominantly about recognising and acknowledging the stories of our people. Mm. It's not just about, you know, the academic side of things. It's the stories and understanding how things have come to be. And so what has been a great, backbone of the service is the fact that I've worked in inpatient and outpatient settings, mm-hmm. in addictions, and I've actually come to a place where I've integrated models of treatment from inpatient and outpatient and brought them together, so that I can work holistically with our service users.
Sure. Now, you also mentioned something a little just touched there with mental health. Yeah. Also, with those who you were familiar with, that you can offer now services here in New Zealand?
Yeah. Absolutely. I do work with mild to medium mental health-related issues. And because I'm very mindful that it's important to have other networks out there, that if I'm not able to support, depending on the degree of where the person's at with their mental health status, I can also offer that opportunity to walk alongside our service user in having access to other services as well.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and people would like to know as to where they can go to, wouldn't they? You know, and come into your services, and now that it's here in Taranaki, in New Plymouth.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic service that, you know, you're now providing here. Yeah.
It's my great privilege to be able to give something back to the community, and bearing in mind that I've been here for 5 years, and prior to that I worked in a lot of the gang drug-related schools in South Auckland, so I've lived among the people and worked among them. But having been now in New Plymouth for 5 years, it has given me the opportunity to now give something back and to integrate all my learnings and the stories of people and how their journeys have shaped them.
Wow. Mm. Help also. So in your line of work, what do you actually do? What do you do? You're providing a service, but what do you do?
Thank you for asking that question. That's really important for our listeners to get a sense of what the service offers and what I do.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, folks will come explaining the challenges they face. And so what I normally start off with the first session is doing a comprehensive alcohol and drug assessment. This is a holistic tool. This doesn't just look at the substance of choice, but it looks at the whole person. Because to me, it's really important not just to focus on the addiction itself, but also to look at the whole person and also look at a timeline of situations and challenging things that one has gone through on the journey.
Yes.
Now, once that process is completed, the second session provides the opportunity for me to actually give feedback, and also I would have studied that whole assessment prior to the second session, and that's where we normally sit down together and look at what's the first thing that needs to change or what might be helpful at this point in time and start creating a treatment plan. So that we've got a sense of direction, like a map.
You know,
where from here.
Definitely.
Yes. So that's really important. But it does determine where the person's at. It's not for me to say to the person, you have to do this or you have to do that. It's really about what are their needs, where are they at, what might be helpful at this point in time, and where are we going with this.
You certainly have covered, to me, I'm hearing you've done your homework. Not only you've done your homework, you've actually, like you say, you've been in amongst people. You've seen how life is with people.
Yes.
Yeah. And people who are listening to us right now, they can hear the realness of what you offer, what you talk about, and what you're seeing in people. Mm. You know, and it's a fantastic service, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris is our sound and control guys who are listening. I normally bring Chris in because, you know, it's nice to, like Yvonne says, it's a holistic thing of everything that encompasses us around in our world today, or in this room. This is our world, so to say. So all of us can get the picture. And what you're offering to people is that big picture.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
There's something more I'd like to add
about
my passion around recovery.
Yeah.
I'm very mindful in this busy age that we live in that it's sometimes a challenge where we may be working to integrate also whānau ora and making sure that our families are part of this process. And because I have seen the value on my journey of family involvement, this service also offers the opportunity for family members to be part of this recovery plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, family doesn't necessarily mean blood-related or biologically related, but it could be somebody that we feel a sense of support, or someone that carries our interests at heart as well, to involve them in this process where it's appropriate, of course.
Yeah.
So that's something I really feel is really important for our listeners to know about.
That's good. And do you make that aware to, you know, who you are talking to, that, you know?
Absolutely. With the initial first phone call that comes through, to give the service user a clear understanding of what the service has to offer, the invitation is always extended.
Mm.
Even if the invitation is not taken up during the first session, after the assessment process, I reiterate that again, and I explain a bit more of the value and how it strengthens our treatment plan and having that additional support and not going through recovery on our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So, okay, you're providing a service. You're providing such a fantastic thing here, Yvonne. What gives you the drive to do this? I'm having you because people want, they can hear your services you're providing, but as a person, you know, what gives you the drive to do this? What is it?
Well, the main thing is it is about my passion about change, and I believe in change, and I have seen people transform their lives, different age groups. I've seen how families have also changed things around the family life to support the individual. At the end of the day, we do have the ability to create change for ourselves.
Absolutely. I totally agree there. Yes, say. Hey,
absolutely.
Chris. Yep, yep. All our listeners, we're actually putting our hands up in the air, you know? Yeah, absolutely. Or I normally go, boo, yeah. and that is what life is. So we should be able to enjoy life. Okay, we've got our little hurdles, but how we actually get around that and what you provide, you give people that area or that angle to perhaps we're going to approach it this side or that side. There is the option, eh?
Yes.
And the positiveness, because we can hear it in your voice. I can actually see it in you, you know, the positive that you encourage people, the drive that you show, the positiveness, and it's really awesome. And the organisation that you provide is future for you, future for me.
Towards a better future.
Absolutely.
Because this is what it's about. It's it's not so much about the past. I mean, we can learn through the stories of the past, but it's about where we are today and where we'd like to go from here onwards.
Yeah.
And so on that note, to me it's really important to use the strength-based approach. I'm always looking from the word go, you know, for those strengths. Areas where our service users feel, yes, I can actually utilize that particular area of my strength to actually support me on this journey of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes building blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
To go from one stage to another.
Yeah. Okay, so give us an example. What's a building block, you know, for a person to step from that step to the next step? What would be a stepping point for that person?
Well, let's say, for instance, we have somebody that is really good at communicating. So that in itself is a big strength, because that means that if the individual is good at communicating, that gives that person permission to actually connect with those that they'd like to have on their journey with them, the recovery journey, and to seek support or options. And then to be able to make decisions for themselves, which one of those areas or which of those people would be the appropriate people to actually connect with on this particular journey.
Wow. And so with your line of work, is it only you there that people are able to talk to, or is there a group?
At this stage, because we've only set up about 3 months ago, I do have somebody on the back burner. I do have a male alcohol and drug clinician,
and
I feel that it's important to offer a choice, you know, either a female practitioner or a male practitioner. So if there be a need, I do have that resource ready waiting when the need arises.
Yeah. Because people do feel comfortable with another female or with a gentleman, you know. Yeah, and you're absolutely right, yeah. Because we all help if we don't have a choice in life.
Well, I'd like to think it's about broadening our choices and not limiting our abilities and not limiting our choices as well.
Absolutely.
And so that takes me to a place of the power of choice and not limiting ourselves.
Yeah.
But this is a journey of self-discovery as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually quite amazing hearing you as to what you guys offer. You actually look at the big picture of things, all right? I can see it, you know. because of the services that you go into, you provide in that area, and you know, or that area over here.
Yes.
So, and what I have done is actually looked at your booklet here, and yes, it's a variety of ages, pensions right to young ones.
Yeah. Yes.
Because in life, no matter how old or young we are, we're all affected by so much.
Absolutely, and it's not only those that face struggles with the use of alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
We're also talking about supporting families as well. There might be a significant other that might feel that they would like to, you know, make an appointment and gain some more understanding around the addictive process and looking at tools that they might be needing to be able to work with their loved one that is struggling in this area. So that's also something that I feel is really important to acknowledge as well.
Sure.
That there is support for the significant others and whānau as well.
Yep, and that's good too. Now, predominantly, with people who do come to you, would be of all sorts, obviously, you know, Māori, Pākehā, Chinese, you know, Indian.
Yep.
Everyone uses your services.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's really, really great to hear, because when people come into our centre, you know, Taranaki Disability Information Centre, you know, once you open that door, well, it's a service for everybody, and like for you guys here, and it is. It's all facing for a better future. Yeah.
Absolutely, because this is what it's all about. If we don't work towards a better future, then where are we going?
Yeah.
Or things stay the same. And we all strive to change in whatever shape and form that is.
Yeah.
And it's creating that change so that we as human beings can feel, yes, things are on the improvement. And because of my changes that I'm making, I'm able to explore other things and other dreams and goals that are really important for me.
Yeah. What about if you come across people that, you know, you're talking to them and they don't want to sort of like move ahead like so? Because some people, you know, where I come from, I'm from the East Coast, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, they're sitting at the same table doing the same old thing. You know, do you have people that just, no, they don't want to go forward, or they're comfortable within their own? Do you have people like that?
I think when you talk about comfortableness and we're talking about comfort zones, you know, I think because I have a way of one of the tools that I use is called motivational interviewing, and that's really important to take that approach, because it's a way of looking at the current circumstances and reflecting what I've heard and then putting it back to our service user by saying, look, I'm mindful that this is where you're at and this is what you're hoping for, but you're not quite sure about creating that change. And at that point, it's really important to look at what might be the barriers, what might be the obstacles. It could be as simple as, not that I'm minimizing fear here, but fear is a huge one when it comes to creating change and what's behind the fear. So that means we'll need to pause and look at that particular area first and unpackage it and understand it so that, you know, if the time is right at that stage, or maybe the weeks to come, that the individual might think, well, actually, I'm going to make fear my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work with it and not against it. So there are ways in which we can actually bring down those barriers and find a way forward.
Yeah, it's actually quite a good way of looking at it too, because, yeah, you are right there when it comes to fear. You know, it could be our own fear, human fear, me fearing you, you fearing whoever. You know, it's, yeah.
It can become our enemy.
If you allow it.
Absolutely, that's where the power of choice comes in.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, anyway, awesome. You know, awesome stuff that you're telling us there, Yvonne, and we'll get back to you in a couple of minutes, because it's like, I don't know what else to ask, but I want to talk about something that else is, what else is going on here in New Plymouth. Now, for 2014, guys, WIT, they're going to be having their orientation for all the new ones that are starting up for 2014 at WIT. And what we're going to be doing there, it's going to be a few of us Cancer Society, Budget Advisors, Career New Zealand, City Fitness, Contours, and all that, Elections, Electoral Rolls, Westpac Youth Services, you know, Gambling Free, Supporting Families, all these service providers are going to be at WIT to provide these new ones that are starting up for WIT in 2014. This is February, that's going off, and we've been invited to have our stores set up for these young ones to have their choice in what we can provide. You know, maybe they might need our services, who knows, but we give them that choice anyway. So that's happening in February 2014. So yes, the 2014 for WIT, they're going to start off with a bang, big bang. All right, so yeah, and that's something else that's going on. Now, another question that a lot of people are sort of coming into the centre is talking about Total Mobility Scheme. Now, what that is, it's a photo ID taxi chip voucher thing that they can use from, you know, using taxi services around New Plymouth. They can also use it in Hawera, Stratford, and Inglewood, but they also have their own taxi services. But when you look at how to go about these Total Mobility Scheme, photo ID things, oh, what a mouthful. It's quite a process. But what it is, you come into the centre, we have the application forms there, you take it back to your doctor, and he will fill out his details, but also your personal details as well. And they will send out your voucher booklet. Series of questions that you need to also consider as to whether you will qualify. Please, guys or listeners, don't think just because you have a disability that entitles you to a total mobility taxi voucher thing, because it doesn't. So there's a certain criteria that you need to sort of like fit into, but your doctor will certainly make that aware on the application form. Yeah, and once it goes through the process, then they will send out your booklet with your photo ID, because anybody could use your voucher books, but if you don't have your photo ID, believe you me, the taxi drivers won't accept it. Shame. So it's just one of the things that we need to be aware of, that people can definitely use it for their own use. All right, so back to our guest speaker here, Yvonne, about your services for Future For You. A better future for everyone, and it's really, really good services that you guys are providing for people. Yeah, and okay, besides your services, you're not a Taranaki lady, and are you a mum?
Oh yes, I am, and I've taken great pride in having been a professional mum for many years. So I have a 20-year-old son, and I have a 23-year-old daughter.
Wow.
And they're all on their own journey, as they are. But to me, family is really important. And having the support of my own family to do what I do as well.
Sure.
And making sure that, you know, that I'm keeping a balance as far as possible.
Yeah.
You know, that's really important, to have the time to spend with family.
Yeah. You definitely sound like a practical person to me, you know, being the mum.
Absolutely.
And being the person who you are today, you know, in providing this service. You know, I can definitely see the balance there. I can hear the balance of what you do, for what you provide. And that's really, really good, because people would like to hear, especially our listeners, again, the Yvonne, that, oh, what would she know, you know?
Mm.
But they can hear it. You know, there's no doubt they can hear it. And that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And there's another thing that you'd like to bring out, especially for the holidays?
Absolutely. I'm very mindful that sometimes we have a need to make contact with somebody, a listening ear, as I call it. And I've provided this for many people for the weeks that lie ahead. It's the Alcohol and Drug Helpline. They do have a 0800 number, so that's 0800 787 797. They will not be available on Christmas Day, but they will be working the other days. And if you choose to send a text, which is free, the text is 234, and as the card says, we'll text you back. So I think that's really great, that our listeners know that we don't need to be alone between, well, after Christmas to the New Year. There is support out there, there's a hearing ear out there, these are trained counsellors, And we often have the need sometimes to just be able to pick up the phone and speak to somebody, especially when we're feeling lonely.
Yeah.
Or maybe feeling, you know, stressed or discouraged in whatever shape and form that might be.
Sure, sure. So what are the services you provide for again? Counselling?
Alcohol and drug counselling. General counselling, which would be for mild to medium mental health issues. Relationship counselling, like couple counselling. Working with our young people from the age of 16 upwards.
Yep.
And personal development, and even in the workplace as well, you know, where there are areas that come up for us that we struggle with. I also provide a service also to business people as well, who may not have the time to leave their office and to actually come to our office, and that would be seen as a business meeting, coming into the area and sitting down, all phones switched off, and attending to their needs as well, of what might be going on for them.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Thank you for being with us this afternoon there, Yvonne. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And I'm sure all our listeners will be going, wow, you know, they'll definitely take your encouragement as to what you offer, especially, again, your organisation's name again?
Future for You Services.
Awesome.
And I'd like to take the moment just to say thank you for the opportunity. Kia kaha, and I wish you all a peaceful and blessed Christmas and New Year.
Thank you. Okay, guys, thank you to all our listeners. We like to wrap up our show, and that is definitely us for the afternoon. And enjoy the day. It's a gorgeous day here in the Nacky. As you can see, we've been looking out from the office, and it looks totally awesome. Almost can see every part of the coast. Thank you, and take care. Kia ora mai.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki and was funded by New Zealand On Air.